Welcome back, beautiful people. I know it was really harsh the first time around.
I was about to say, motherfuckers about beautiful. Hey,
bro, how did change?
I told you.
After they divulged all secrets.
See, she
the
came home
with
to come up with the flag. See what I did there?
Hey.
Idea.
Appreciate.
Cool. Thank you.
Love it. We're back in the second part of this lovely, lovely episode. And we're going to jump right into game reviews. Ooh, I'm going to kick us off. The first game of the bloody week on my bye week. So I got to actually sit back and enjoy.
Zara had a bye week and let all of us know. I don't think there's anybody. I didn't know Zara didn't play football on Sunday.
No. I made it my damn problem. And I made sure everybody knew my problem. But yeah. So on the fucking bye week that I had, it was glorious, by the way. I don't know. You guys didn't ask me how it was.
We saw you.
What? We saw you. We saw your antics.
We have an idea.
I'm crying. Oh, I was. That's how I was listening to myself on tape. We're watching tape, and I could hear myself screaming. I'm like, the camera is up there, girl. How are they picking you? How? How are they picking your voice?
It's one of the things. Either your voice is so loud, the cameraman has a thing, you know?
I'm crying, no. Well, back to the game reviews. So now, the first game of the week was Panthers coming off of a high, beating my team. Allegedly.
This guy is still up for review. I'm fucking dead.
From the previous week
after.
I'm telling you, I would.
Yo, but this one, they go Supreme Court. I don't.
I promise you, it has to. It has to. Anyway, so they mess up with the Alphas, who have been struggling to get a win for the past 2 weeks. And guess what happened, ladies and gentlemen?
Drum roll,
Panthers
please.
Left that field with not one, not two, not even six, but 0 points. And the Alphas that have been struggling to go past 8 points got themselves a beautiful 15 points.
Woo!
And in just that singular game, it took them above the Panthers, and now Panthers are currently at the bottom of the table.
How the turntables turn?
How the turntables wiki were.
I tell you.
Tiki fiki.
Because I can remember Johnny Boy last week was.
Thank you! Johnny Boy was running
Johnny Boy
his mouth.
Johnny Boy, if you're listening, I told you. Pride going before a fall. I nigga, you fell.
I'm so happy that you even said how the turntables turn, because at the end of that game, I saw Johnny at the DJ doing wiki wiki wa, and I took a freaking video of him doing that.
I think we need to investigate the Panthers organization. how is the player at the turntables after a loss? I don't understand.
No, come on now. It's win or lose, have a booze now. You know now. It's win or lose, have a booze. Let's go. My man said, only one life we get.
My man was just laughing the whole time. He said, laughter is the best medicine.
But I will say this. This comes as no surprise to me. And okay. I won. Because the thing is, you can only cheat the game for so long. I won't even lie. Last week was an anomaly. If I ever tell anybody that knows football, even on my team, people that watch it and see, yo, like there was a game that happened. Football, yeah. One QB threw 5 picks, two, including 2 pick 6s. And guess what? That's not even the shocking part. He won. Everybody be like, no way, no, nah. Because it's an outlier. It's not supposed to happen.
It's not.
He was supposed to lose that game. For whatever reason, however, you make all those mistakes, it's supposed to cost you. Now, I was telling Johnny Boy last week that you can't write off that performance and think we played a good game. Let's do that again. Nah, that was not a good game. You won, no doubt. But that was not a good game. So you need, like I was saying last week, you need to go back home and say, okay, now, we made so many mistakes, but we also did a lot of things right because we ended up winning. How can we reduce the mistakes and do more things right and win? And then the results clearly shows there was no improvement on the mistakes.
Whatsoever.
And clearly, whatever that they were doing right against you guys, the Alphas probably saw it and said, nah, we won't let you do this to us. And they ended up not just losing, but being shut out. They did not score a single point.
Not a single point. I shit you not. Chingy did not smell halfway yard.
Yo, what?
He did not smell the halfway line first and second half of that game.
You know what, guys? I'll be honest. Let me, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Although I am the definition of anti-Chingy, which, because I am literally on the opposite side of the spectrum of everything he believes in football-wise, I will say this. The importance of happiness can never be underestimated. Yeah. It's very evident that she was a huge part of his offensive basketball play, because that's the way I can call what Chingy does. Because it's only... American football doesn't have turnovers as much as basketball. Basketball is the one where you can have crazy turnovers. American football doesn't have that, but that's how Chingy plays. Chingy plays football like it's basketball. So when you now have a basketballing icon, like Happiness of the Lagos Panthers, it shows you the importance she had in his offensive scheme. Losing what I would define as his number one receiver is tough. You can, your number one receiver has the ability to bail you out of a lot of situations, because especially with our women in the league, Happiness is one of one. She's an anomaly. She stands at what, 6 foot? She's dominant in the air. Even to some men, she's a problem. So what then ends up happening is how you line up your defense would be, Happiness is the mismatch most of the time. So when you see that, losing her was probably was huge for them. Was must have been huge for them. She's very essential for their third downs, fourth downs, you know, a lot of their first downs. I'm sure she's the one who rescued them from the most dire straits, as we saw even against the Vikings in the last game. So I would say to me,
okay,
pretty devil's advocate, it's tough to lose a number one receiver, but again, for you to be such a different team. American football is the ultimate team game. Flag football is just an iteration of the ultimate team game.
Exactly.
For you to lose a number one receiver and seem so out of sorts, I can't, again, I can't excuse it much, but I can understand it to an extent, but I can't excuse it.
Exactly. Because I was going to say you can't excuse it, because what do we say about game planning? Australia, and we've used this example with Odi a million times. We don't go into the game thinking Odi is going to have we want Odi to have a wonderful game. Because if Odi has a wonderful game, we're more or less going to lose. Like, let's take Odi out of the game. Happiness is the number one receiver. She wasn't around. But in scheme-wise...
And they knew she wasn't going to be around. That's what's crazy to me.
So let's say the defense also, like... Let's say she was there and the defense took her out.
You're giving him too many excuses. Before Happiness was there, didn't he have other players
This is my point. Even if she was lined up on the field and the Alpha said, see, everybody has not gained Happiness in beating us, would they still be shut out? Like, that's basically like kind of the same scenario. Like, was there any game planning? Okay, like Happiness is not here. Or maybe if she was here, she would be limited because they would double her or make her life tough or basically take her out of the game. Are you telling me that there was no adjustment in which anybody else could, or they couldn't change the playbook to fit in the rest of the team to play the game, or was happening the whole offense the whole time? Regardless of which
show. Previous seasons, he had so many people that are threats. We talk about someone like Smalls all the time. Short guy that you can, before you're going down to get his flag, you're already on the floor. that type of thing. So if you have someone like that that's on your team, you have big man checks. There's nobody else. I don't think there's anybody else that's taller than him in the league at the moment. That's a big man. You've been using him all this while. And you have DK, who's probably one of the best freaking wide receivers in the whole league. And nothing could come off of it. Not a thing.
I think it just comes down to I'll say this
so that we can move on. Abuja and nicknames are not that great.
It's really the top.
You can't call a small man Smalls and a big man Big Checks. That's kind of disappointing.
No, his name's not Big Checks. Like, just not, Checks.
There's no creativity.
Yeah, but like I tell you, if you switch names around, now we're talking. Like the big man is the small man. Yeah, and the small man is the big man. Say, hey, Smalls standing at 6'9". Damn, man. Nothing small about that, nigga. That's the joke. What you call a small man Smalls? I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah, like
that. Like calling a dark skinned guy darky. Yeah, and, hey, Blackie. Look, it's Lighty. Like, hey, Blackie. Oh, Blackie's the darkest guy in the league. No shit. Come on, now. Abuja, come
you
on.
Guys,
guys call Smalls like, hey, big man Smalls. Like, hey, you see what I did there? That's good. Or Lil Checks, you know. Let's do something. Like, hey, come on now.
Let's mix it up.
This is disappointing. When I heard Smalls, I was like, oh shit, Smalls is 6 foot. And I was like, this nigga's a small and you can't reach his flags. Now I'm upset. Now it feels like you're just taking the piss. No, I don't like that.
But then on the other side of this game, too, is the Alphas actually winning their
game. Way to go. Way to go, Alphas. Hey, Alphas, I'm going to be honest. I've not given you your flowers. Because I'll say this. Have you deserved your flowers? I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. Reason why is I don't know what the Alphas really are.
Mm.
Yes, the Alphas stood on business beating the Panthers, but the Panthers are not a good team. So is it that better Alphas beat good Panthers? No. Alphas beat bad Panthers. So as much as Shimu was saying, again, Shimu, I am not excusing anything with the Panthers. I want to make that clear. But as much as we do say that, yes, the game plan, but Shimu, let's reason this. If happiness is on that field and a double happiness, the number two receiver, likelihood is either open or has one man on them and can excel.
True.
We say that now the number two receiver is being doubled because happiness is not there. The number three receiver doesn't have what it takes to take on man on man, who's normally supposed to have been free when happiness is there. Mm. Number four receiver
is a bomb.
It's just confused. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So again, but that just goes back to what we always say about planning. Especially when you knew your quote unquote number one receiver was not going to be around. What you do there is ensure that number two plays like number one. And number three plays like number two. Like everybody's next man up. But then nobody gets the chance. Rumor has it that they didn't even practice the week before the game.
That does not
help. To me, like, it doesn't help. It's just us saying fuck you to the football gods. And guess what? You scored 0 points. What do you think happens? You were blessed.
You got what
so,
you
yeah, so there. Again, but Alphas, hey, to me, you beat who's in front of you. That's all you ask. You beat who's in front of you. Only and you did what you had to do. But I want to see... I don't know, Alphas. I want to see you against a team that's ready to play. You've played against two teams that were ready to play and result didn't go your way. We can't play against a bad team, beat a bad team, and then we think that we've arrived. You have not arrived yet, though.
Alphas are playing their last game this Sunday.
Here we go. You're already 1-2. We can end the season 2-2. Keep it interesting for all those teams trying to make the playoffs.
Let's see what one. Very interesting to see Alphas beat the Mavericks.
Wait, nobody said that. We just said. All we said was.
We're quite there yet.
Let's take it easy. Yo, Lou, I tell you, Zara, do you know what that's perfect? Now we're meeting a team that's more balanced.
Mm.
So let's check how these guys actually play against the Mavericks. Because you met against the Phoenix team, you got blown out. You met against the Vikings team. Vikings fucked around and the game ended, what was it not, 28?
Yeah.
So you went to the Panthers, you beat the Panthers 15-0. Panthers suck ass. Now you're going to play against a team that's relatively balanced. The Mavericks are undefeated. Let's see how you stack up with the, against the Mavericks. Then we'll see truly where the alphas really are ranked. Whether they are actually going to be, you know, playoff contenders, or they play to their level and the only team they are beating is somebody that was less than their level. So yeah, let's see.
See how that goes. I do want to give just based on sister team or whatever, I do want to give them their flowers, but most especially to Umi and Salim. I've always known that Salim has always, for some reason, just based off of previous seasons, Salim tends to know to have Chingy's phone number in his back pocket.
Like a lot of people have that number.
I'm talking with respect to like when we were all alphas, right? Vikings and alphas were, and some hammers. When it was just alphas team and we had two QBs. So between our two QBs, Salim always seemed to, like, it was easier for him to always beat Chingy. Like, that's the one game Salim always said, nah, it's never going to be Chingy. Damn. Anybody else but Chingy.
Hey, listen,
like, anybody else that is my chain.
This man has hate in his heart.
He says to me,
every time he sees Chingy on the schedule,
Essentially. So it was great that he got to come back into, because he played the game before and it was very rigid. They got blown out. They were having a lot of fumbles between, they were trying to play two QBs at once on the field. It wasn't really working out for them. But it was great that they came back this game. He handled the offense, and then Umi handled the defense. Umi cooked up the playbook, the defensive playbook against the Panthers, and it was perfect because, honestly, like I mentioned before, Chingy did not make it up to the halfway yard line because they really shut them out. They really did force them. The whole first half of that game was honestly very boring because both teams punted every single time. Yeah. Like there was nothing. There was one play that the Alphas did that the rookie found one ball that was dangling in the air and he caught it, but then his feet were too heavy for him, he could not run too much. You could see him, like, you could actually watch him move. It was really slow, but that was the one big play in a whole half. Disappointing as hell. So second half Chingy got greedy. He was like, no, I want to make one of those one spectacular, you know, touchdowns. I can see that I'm not progressing. Let me go for the fourth and, you know, make one deep pass. Because after all, that's what I'm known for. But they had them on lock. And then the only thing they changed was literally literally 10 minutes to the game. They changed the rusher. And ooh, that single-handed decision.
Oh, the changes into the Savage.
Dude, that single decision. So that guy comes on. He was like, you know what? Because it was supposed to be a girl, Christina. She's a very underrated player. This is her rookie year. No. Well, kind of, sort of her rookie year. And you know what? I'll give her, this is her rookie year. And she's very fast, but she's very small. So you wouldn't like notice when she's coming at you or where she's right or when she's right beside you.
Yo.
Oh my God, children.
Sorry, boss. Right, yo.
So you wouldn't really notice her. So they decided, you know what? Let's not do that to Chingy because Chingy has this this tendency to somewhat
let's say, you know what, not somewhat. He has his, he's already underestimated your team. So he's going to even look at whoever's rushing at him as even more of a disrespect to him. You get that kind of thing. So you know what they said? They said, you know what, let's put our biggest man. They decided to take a risk on that. Their tallest, biggest man as the Russian.
Wait. You know what's funny about this?
What?
You know, Chimu, this is an example of a bad clock is right twice a day.
Twice a day.
Because the counterness of that point made them arrive at the right decision. Like, do you understand, Zara? Sense that by sending your big man there,
yeah,
for a player that likes to go deep,
exactly,
you are covering his field of vision.
Exactly. That's interesting. And that's actually something that so when we were still using Abuja rules, house rules, it made sense. We always did that. We always use your Russia would be your biggest man because, again, it's 4 seconds on the clock. What can you really see in 4 seconds when you have a moving train at you? Mm. You get that kind of thing. So we always used to use that. But then when we changed it, people decided, okay, you have 7 seconds. How do you reduce that time? But then you're also reducing that time for people that are used to throwing on 4 seconds already.
Yeah.
So Dave is already fast. He's fast enough, but he's also big enough. And he's a basketball player. So he's okay with jumping and doing all of that. Exactly. First play of the whole game, Chingy was sacked. First play. They sacked him and he couldn't believe it. Next play. So, in fact, let me bust your brain even further. Guys, there was a whole play where Dave actually deflected Chingy's pass. It was supposed to be, a deep pass. He deflected Chingy's pass, right? And then guess what happens? Chingy runs and gets it just like the Lamar play.
Yo, Chingy Lamar!
Chingy runs and gets it just like Lamar, but they're trying to get to the first down. To try to make the first down, but he doesn't. It was
Chingy, you're a big man, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. We don't do that shit. We don't be out there running for the first down. Not. Let it go, boss. Let it go.
Right. I'm crying, but it was so funny. That's one thing that I put up. I was like, yo, this is a suggestion. Lagos does it already. Why don't we take stats for deflections? Because though he made Chingy deflect so many times, and that's why they got picks. Like, I think Chingy threw, I remember seeing at least 3, of which one was a pick 6. So you get, it was just that single-handed decision to just switch out the rusher, change the whole game for them. And it worked so well. Yeah, it worked so well. I thought it was beautiful because it was such a gamble. If you tell the big guy to not be on the other big guy of their team or to be on checks, Ariel, he's going to win Ariel ball all the time. You know? So anyway, it was perfect and flowers. Yeah. He was definitely my man of the match. So it was great.
That was the Russia.
Yeah, the Russia was definitely my man of the match.
Shout out. Every time the Russia does well.
I know. Cause it that's the thing. The Rush only has sacks. That's the only stats that they have. And it's like, oh.
Precious is something major, man.
I know, right?
That people don't know about.
I know, but it's not put there. And you know, people are so very, Larry had mentioned it this at the in the previous episode, that we're still very focused on picks, pick sixes. Like, that's enough for the defense. But first line of defense, what have we been saying since last season? First line of defense is the Rush.
And has power to impact the game.
The whole game.
Next game.
So now we move on to the next game. Oh my goodness. Guys. Oh. Such a game. It was such a game, but there was a lot of controversy at in the same time. Anyways, this was ABJ Mavericks that came off of a bye, if I'm not mistaken. Last week, they came off of a bye, but they already had a win in the bag. And they were facing their own sister opponent in the Phoenix. And the Phoenix, they were coming off of a win. It was like, oh, we shut out the what's it called? The Alphas, you know. They had I think at that time they had the best goal difference points for and against, obviously, you know, shining. It was great for them. But, you know, all good things must come to an end. Or all things really must come to an end. And it could have been, the game could have been determined from the first half. I'm not going to lie. But anyways, we'll get to that. But anyways, let me just say the scores. The scores ended in Phoenix leaving with just 6 points and the Mavericks leaving with 15 points. Now, the first half of the game. The first half of this game.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Zara. You know what that was, yeah? Well, you know how it is in like Royal Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the 30th wrestler, no one knows who it is. Then it's like a surprise star. That's what I want to happen in the finals of the Abuja Flash Football League.
That's where I'm
My Mavericks are walking onto the field. Who's their opponent? The Elites out of nowhere. Oh shit. You go see Hayes shaking.
Let this go.
You hear the music. You thought you'd be champions without us. Let's go.
This is not nigga.
Yo, that was cool as shit, man. Please continue. I'm so sorry.
That would be some funny shit.
Yo.
Oh, we're just flying that NAFA team again. I want that game to play.
If that happens, I'm taking the first private jets to Abuja. I'll be there no matter what.
Arisha, so this game, guys, are you prepared? Let me tell you what happened in the first half. In the first half, if you thought my what you doing from last week was bad, oh boy, guys, have I got something for you?
I'm scared of how I react because I don't know this. If it was not that last week, I don't know.
Basically, Arisha, the first half was going, you know, it was punt, then I think probably just before, then it was like the second drive for the Mavericks. They move, they're progressing up the field, progressing, blah, blah, blah. Then, from like the 35-40 yard line, the quarterback finds his wide receiver AJ. Beautifully manages to escape everybody with all the twists and turns, miss flags here and there, pa pa pa. He still has the corner. Mind us, okay, so I'll paste this. So they were two safeties. So he still has one safety on his ass chasing him. That was already the mismatch. That was the mismatch. So they kind of played like let me use the words that Larry used. They played two safeties and deep press. Right? Yeah, that's what Phoenix played. Shasha, on that, there was a mismatch somewhere. And obviously the QB clocked it. And it was one of the safety on the right side and the wide receiver. Smaller guy versus much taller athletic guy. Somebody that wants to play contact for a living. You know? I don't know why. Don't ask me questions. But I shall work.
Because it's shit.
This guy is shy now, following this wide receiver on his ass, like trying to really catch him, really going after him. Guess what the wide receiver does?
Don't tell me he throws the ball to him.
No. So he now starts, you know, this type of thing where you're like celebrating to enter the end zone?
Like high stepping.
Yeah. He was literally hopping on one foot. He's now hopping on one foot and forgets the second safety is running from the other side. And just before he fucking enters, passes the pylon, pew, he removes his flag.
There's something wrong with you people in Abuja. I don't understand it again. Like, what do people have against the end zone? I don't know.
It seems like they keep watching the wrong things in football. And they keep doing all the wrong things in football. Score, you are hoping.
Yo, dude, first of all, if you see the, everybody said the high blood pressure, they need to check the high blood pressure of that QB because he was going through it. And everybody just kind of just, everybody literally on the fans, we're all just pissed. We're like, nigga, what the fuck you just do? Like, what? And I'm sorry, but this is, we can't even, first of all, you already heard, you already saw and heard that DY. Somebody did it last week, was clowned about it throughout the week, plus on the podcast, you know? And then for you, mind you, that person is even a defensive player. Let me even bust your brain. The person he left behind that he was hopping in front of was the guy that drops the pick six.
You know what? Redemption. That is redemption. He was redeemed. He said, you know what? Somebody else got to be stupid too.
I swear, so has one-headed like me.
It's just like as if the two of them went to go and fight for who wants to be like, the worst.
There's something in the air, man. I don't know.
I think I personally would put my money on the wide receiver being the worst because the other guy would tell you, oh, he doesn't know a pylon. Okay, let me just give you.
We're not excusing that guy too because
we're not excusing him.
Because this guy did something more fucked up.
Same shit, different toilet.
That's what happened. It's different, but it's the same.
So wait, he was showboating
the pylon. You saw the pylon, and you decided to hop from 5-10 yards.
Nico, what?
Like, I don't get it.
Like, enter first and then hop. And do you know why he tried to do this? I really think he tried to do this because in the All-Star game from season 5, both of them had this same matchup and he did it to him. Like, he scored on him. He mossed him and he did the same thing. He celebrated the same exact way. So I think he wanted a highlight.
Yes, yeah, that's what it was. It was just
forgetting that it's not the same. In fact, the other safety that's coming for you used to be your teammate, so he knows the type of fuck shit you're on, and he's gonna stop it.
Like he knew he was going to do some dumb shit.
Do you know, like this guy? The reason why this guy got the ball in the first place is because everybody has. I mean, Asmal has even said it by herself. She even said it when she was on the pod. Said everybody knows AJ Green. He likes to do a flashy catch. But do something simple is not possible. So they gave him... AJ is one of the most athletic guys in the league. They gave him 7 yards. They said, yes, I know you're going to run deep or inside or something or a corner or a goal. Let me give you your yards. So you're able to even... You beat the person and get the ball. But then finish up, my brother. Like another incomplete highlights that we did not get.
I swear, if I would have hoped home,
that it was so bad. And because of, and then from that, they try the Mavericks. Obviously, it takes them down to 1-yard line, but then it's the last play of the game, of not the game, of the first half. So they didn't convert, they couldn't get that.
That amounted to 0 points.
as in 0 points, like this, the whole half, nobody had any points. So Adi, everybody went in. Obviously, Mavericks annoyed that. That could have been an easy way to... It could have been the perfect way to end the half, demoralize your opponents. Meanwhile, your opponents are on the other side, like, yes, we held the Mavericks down to no points. Mm-hmm. You know? Now, come in. Let's now start second half of the game. Is the first drive from Phoenix offense. Now, they're with the ball. And the person playing, AJ is now the person on defense. That's the guy that just missed scoring the ball, the touchdown. He's now on defense. And his guy beats him so bad.
Damn.
And runs all the way from, like, the 20-yard line down to the end zone. Pew. No stopping him. So it was like, geez.
AJ didn't have a redemption arc. That's fucked up.
It was for the first time, Mavericks had to come from behind. I know.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow,
I know.
Man, Jesus, good Lord.
I know. I had to say it.
My God.
For the first time in a while, Mavericks had to do that. And then, well, that's how. Okay, now fine, it's fine. Phoenix didn't get their PAT, unfortunately. Mavericks has the ball. They drive down. Boom, boom, boom. Actually, no, they don't drive down this time around. They make one big play. And the same... Yeah, they just find the QB fix, the rusher. The rusher doesn't even try, honestly, if you watch. The rusher... Big guy. Really big guy. Calls himself Titan. I know you guys are going to talk about it. Because he's a big guy, I know.
Because you guys suck at names, Jesus.
Anyway, calls himself Titan, but he doesn't like actually rush. He gives Hayes so much time, and for a scrambling QB, you shouldn't be giving it a scrambling QB time. He gave this guy just pump faked him once, and then boom, sends the ball in. Finds the tallest man, tallest, biggest man that's already down, all the way down to 50-yard line. The guy just runs it home. And I was like, yeah, that's how you score a touchdown, finally. So now it's now even 6-6. But they 6-6. Yeah, was that it? No, yeah, 6-6. And then, I believe Saheed comes again and does his filthy move. Same move, pew-pew. Gets the 1 point, one extra point. Seizes that ball from the air, bro. Like, the ball was looking like as if it was behind him, but basketballer, you know where there's nothing like behind him. Just sees the ball from the air, comes down to the ground with it, and they get their extra points. Now, Phoenix now tries several times, but they keep on getting, what's it called? Shut down. They punt quite a few times, but then at this point they can't punt all the time because it's the second half now. You can't. You have to do something on the fourth down. But I think they didn't get picked. I don't think at any point. Like, there were a lot of moments that QB actually threw a lot of passes, and it was just like, wow. It's an easy pick. Every single person on the crowd was like, wow, this is the ball right for the picking. But they were just not getting the picks. Anyways, they just shot, stopped them. They didn't progress. And then Mavericks were fortunate to get from the 20-yard line down to the end zone. They marched. Yeah, they make it all the way down to literal 1 yard line or something like that. And, you know, controversy here. This is where the controversy now comes, because it's an Asmal touchdown, right? But there's talk about the QB crossing the line of scrimmage, to do the toss. It was just a simple toss right in front of the. But apparently they've dropped video and he doesn't cross the line of scrimmage. So that's disputed. But a whole lot of other shit happened. Where as the game was going on, they kept on saying, oh, they think he crossed the line of scrimmage. Now, they're like, oh, they challenged the call. And guess what the fucking head ref does? She says, and I quote, they will check it after the PAT. That means you've given the touchdown now.
Yep.
What are you checking for? Oh, well, that's how they gave Asma her touchdown. She got her touchdown. She had to fight for that touchdown because really and truly, Jenny was on her ass, honestly. Jenny was really on her ass. But Asma, being the MVP that she is.
Smile.
Scored her touchdown. That was really interesting.
What was Joy doing through all of this?
So Joy doesn't play defense. Joy plays offense.
So she didn't score any touchdown or catch any ball?
No. She did make, I think she had one reception and the rest were rushes. So she did have a couple rushes here and there. Oh, so like a running back route.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, Mavericks defense, they have shit on lock, you know. So they were able to stop her. She did. There were moments where she actually did, you know, like get them yards and shit. So it was good for them. Actually, in that fourth quarter, there was a big play that she made for them that got them. I think the girl just missed. It was a missed flag situation, and she got them yards. There was a bit of flag guarding, so I don't know if they actually called. All these big plays, you know, they must call it. They must be wanting or the other. I think they called it a bit, but I would say Joy is tough though. Joy is tough as hell. There was I think there was a moment where she collided with the rusher, and this rusher is a big guy, like, you know, lift heavy type guy, contact, bigger than, who's a big guy in Lagos? Bigger than Herc, yes.
Get the fuck out.
Much bigger than Herc, like for real. Shit. Much bigger than Herc. And Joy accidentally runs and they collide. I was like, You could hear it. We're like, whoa. And this girl, not one moment was she on the floor. She just stood. I was like, yeah. Yeah. Guy, if she doesn't want to be moved, she will not be moved. That's why I said that on defense. That's why I told her, I was like, yo, but you really could kind of play defense. But, you know, it is what it is.
She's top notch.
I know, she is. She's a rugby player, so she's used to...
Fair enough.
Yeah, so she's used to all of that. But, yeah, there was very last play of the game. Another controversy that went down. This game was just controversial. Very last play of the game. Now, the QB, they were at the 40-yard line. Obviously, very last play of the game. You're supposed to be shot. Just give them space. They're going to do deep ball. It cannot be somebody running from one end to the other. Right? So defense is supposed to play like a cover four or something. Yeah, exactly. Prevent. Tell me why the defense was lined up right in front of the offense, like mano el mano. Like mano el mano type thing. But then Hayes, the QB, he knows because he's all the way back at the end zone shouting, guys, last play of the game, last play of the game, come back. So where he would normally be in the second half they played man defense. Or maybe throughout the whole game. That's what Sham Mavericks played against Phoenix. They played man defense. Now, yeah, interesting, I know. So now, because that space where Hayes would normally play in the middle, right, as like maybe a disguise safety or like a middle linebacker, right, because that place is open and he's all the way at the back, like where he's supposed to be, right, Baba gets a ball because he plays center. The fastest guy on their field gets a ball. This guy runs straight down the middle. Pew! All the way. Now we're just about to see, are they almost about to equalize right now? because it's just 15-6, right?
That's so crazy. What the fuck? I would be so mad.
That would have been so fucking mad. Because it's just 15-6 at this moment. And you're just like, what is going on? Are they about to get 6, as in 12, and then do like a female extra point? That's tie game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So now, pum, he runs all the way down. And before we know it, like as if nobody like saw him, but it was just the one, obviously one man in front of the whole end zone and one man running towards that end zone. You'd expect the one man running towards, you're seeing your only person in front of you, yep. The one man.
So you know the space.
You know the space. But for some reason, somehow, they shall collide it. They shall collide it, my dear.
Damn, Hayes closing down speed must be crazy.
Like the guy was already there. He didn't juke. He didn't, like, he was just running straight down. But he was just running straight down. And I think, so according to some people, it was like, oh, apparently he was about to juke, but then he lost his step and then he now fell into his. Now, other people are now saying that no, Hayes saw him running and ran straight at him.
That's him. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So you have those two like schools going on.
What did the ref call?
They did call a penalty. There was a small kerfuffle. Yeah, there was a small kerfuffle because it was like, that was so rough now. How you just stay for the So they now gave them, they shall give them penalty, but it was at the 1 yard line. But it was like the game. Yeah, because it was the literal last play. That was supposed to be the last play. So they tried again. Nothing came off of it, though. So that's how that game ended. I know.
That was a hell of a game.
I know. It was wild. Michelle, that's how last week happened. It was really fun. Can't wait for them to drop it, the highlights on YouTube.
Yeah, I look forward to that. It looks like a good game to watch.
Yeah, it was really good. Now, over to game previews. Next week, the team taking the bye is going to be our beloved Panthers. Let them go and rest. Maybe.
I've been rested enough. Yeah, they have to have 2 weeks.
I'm dying.
2 weeks off.
Do you know what I also suspect? I also suspect that maybe they thought they had the bye.
It seems like it's...
Oh, my God. No, please. Let's not do this, please. I'm begging you guys. Like, I'm actually fed up. Like, I'm legit fed up.
I'm dying.
Like, anything is plausible.
Anything, whatever. So, but next week, Panthers have the bye, and the first game is going to be Mavericks versus the Alphas. We'll see if the Alphas can, you know, go off of a high, going with that energy, that team spirit, that wow factor, and shock us all and stop the potential champs, quote unquote, the fan favorites, quote unquote. Or, you know, Abuja Mavericks about to do a chokey choke yet again. We don't know.
Historically, this is not the time they choke.
Okay, but there's no playoffs. So.
Wait, what?
Everybody will now have their two. It's not come down to points, right? Point difference, maybe.
Wait, what?
You said there's no playoffs.
Yeah, no playoffs.
But there's no, like, Abuja Bowl.
No, they'll have, like, an all-star game.
Abuja Bowl. Wait, no, I'm confused. So is it like a league system you guys are doing?
Oh, so there is a finals, but that's just first and second.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Not first and fourth, second and third?
No, so... Because this is a short season and because we're still bringing the Hammers, Abuja Hammers are supposed to play, So it would have been very, it would have made it a lot better than just the one team out, because we did that in season two. Because also next season is a longer season where we're playing home and away games. So it's two games. Yeah. So we're going to do the playoffs properly in that season.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
So you, what we normally do is just have the league, do the normal season games, and then the first and second meets for trophy.
For trophy. Fair enough. It's interesting. Yeah. Let's see. No. Mavericks.
Alphas.
I think for me, this is a no-brainer. I think the Alphas have secured the only win of the season, in my opinion. This is going to be business as usual. Mavericks to take the dub.
Yeah, I think we have better defense on the can.
Yeah. It's, for me, it's not even about the defense, just the offense.
I think team general, it's just more experience.
Yeah, the team is just a lot more experienced than the Alphas. But you know, team passion, more passion, more passion, energy. more passion.
The second game.
Second game is gonna be Vikings.
Wait, who did you give a win to? Who did you give a win to?
Mavericks.
Okay, I love 3 for 3.
I love money. The Alphas. I always do, but
she doesn't.
She doesn't. She's an op.
She's capping.
I'm like number one hype man for Alphas. Anyway, so it's now going to be my lovely team. Second game, my lovely team coming off of a bye, Vikings versus Phoenix. I just got handed the first L. Everybody has chopped L. I chopped my L before bye. They chopped their L just last week. We will all meet. That game is going to be interesting.
I tell you, I expect a good contest from both teams. Yeah. Both teams, like Zara already said, both teams have taken an L. So it's a very level game going into it. However, I believe if I'm right, the Phoenix, have they scored more points?
Also, yes. They have less points against them.
So that means they scored more points, though. If I'm right.
No, Vikings have the most points for.
Wait, Vikings have scored 20 points.
We scored 30 now.
19 in the last game. That's true, especially with their defense. Fair enough. True, their defense has had a pick in every single game. So that Vikings defense, I expect them to put on a good show. But one thing I've seen with the Phoenix offense, the offense motors, the offense has scored more points than the Vikings offense, but their defense hasn't really done much. I'm going to say in this game, it'll be a close contest.
It will be a close game.
You get me? But I think, legitimately, it's not tough one. I think the Vikings win by 6. I think Vikings to win by 6. Because that defense is the truth. That defense is the truth. The game will be so tight that the Vikings win by 6. But I will really like a Phoenix upset. I really would like a Phoenix upset.
A lot of magic.
I like to see it.
A Phoenix upset to feed families in Africa.
Hey, yo. We will be here no matter what. Your pick?
Yeah, like similar to what you said. I don't think it would be 6. I think it would be more like 2 or 3. I don't think this would be a high scoring game. It would be more on defense. But I think the Vikings will edge it out and win. Like you said, majorly off of their defense. Obviously, they've had the bye, which helps because it gives them more time to prepare. But did they really prepare during the bye, or were they doing something else? I guess we'll find out. But my money's on Vikings to edge it out the close game.
Inshallah.
So, Abuja Mandem, we're expecting a good feast of football this weekend. We expect you guys to put on your cleats and give us all a show. Hey, Commission and your boys, send us clips. So we they wait to. I don't know what's wrong with your media. Have you not paid the media team? What's going on?
We are
stingy with content. Bro, it's crazy.
Please help us.
We're waiting, I beg. Give us something to whet our appetites. So, guys, like we said, Abuja is still ongoing strong. They're going into the final game weekend for most of their teams. We wish all of them the best of luck and an injury-free season, as per usual. But now we're going to other things said in the world of football. In Lagos, over the weekend, we had Showtime Pro. So, yes, guys, like we said, it's been a weekend of amazing football. We know the Mavs had their tryouts. We know Abuja had its spectacle that we all, you've gone through the game reviews and previews. And then we know about Showtime Pro, which is a new professional program where we're trying to educate and integrate more athletes into the beautiful sport of flag football. The turnout was insane. The athletes were put through a combine-like approach with the 40-yard dash. They did the vertical jumps. They did
broad jump
as well. They did the shuttlecone, three-cone drill, 60-yard shuttle drill. It was a good experience, but I'm sure a lot of them and a lot of athletes. And you can go to Showtime Create page to follow up on more things. It was good to see. A good, well-organized combine in Lagos, Nigeria. Shout out Showtime. Keep doing the Lord's work. In the world of football, we know it's Super Bowl weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Super Bowl weekend. The Chiefs. 49ers.
Fuck
my mind's on the 49ers. Fuck you, Sean.
Let me help you now. We are going to lose your money.
Hey,
there's some fake stats. My homes have never lost to 49ers. It's carries 3-0, including a Super Bowl win.
Yo.
And his only playoff losses have been to Tom Brady and that bitch ass nigga Joe Burrow. I'm not playing both of them in the playoffs. It's right in the Super Bowl.
Yo. We have the 2-time Super Bowl champion, Patrick Mahomes. My homeboy himself, 4-time finalist, going up against the game manager in Brock Purdy, as it's called, and the general, the running back general in CMC. The Battle of the Titans with George Kittle against Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. And we've got two all-star defenses as well, with Jarius Sneed and Fred Warner. Along with Greenlaw, you know, you have so many players that are.
We have Barton in the trenches. We have Chris Jones.
You get me with Chris, big man Chris Jones, the poster. You know, we have what's that big man who joined from the Commanders again?
Chase Young
is there as well. So, guys, trust me. You know, we've all talked about flag football, but this is. The piece de resistance.
Yes,
beautiful game of football in its most raw and unadulterated form. Mm-hmm. I tell you, the Super Bowl halftime show featuring Usher, who, like, we all know all his songs, I guess. And I'm sure some other lovely acts. We are all going to be tuned in wherever you are. There are watch parties. You've all seen the different posters. Go down there, sit down and enjoy. Hey, just call in sick for Monday, man. Just call in sick for Monday. Because you're about to have a good time, you know, with the Super Bowl, America's biggest sporting attraction. So we're going to be looking forward to our own, you know, because again, we're going to have the prelude for the Abuja games. The Abuja games are going to end. At the end, we already know who the top two are going to be. From that, we then go into the pubs, we go into the lounges, we go into the restaurants. You know, for the Lagos man, them, the garden and the house is doing watch parties. Go down there. Go there, they have shots on display. They have 15% off. No man, don't go talk with you. I know 50% of the guys. Yeah, man, 15% off drinks, shots. Go down there with your jerseys. Go represent your teams. Most importantly, prepare to have a good time. Mm-hmm. That's one thing you'll be guaranteed to have. So, my folks, it's been a lovely, lovely festival of football these past few weeks. As we come to an end in Abuja, and as we come to the end, closing to the end in Abuja, and the end of the Super Bowl, hey, you trust us to always keep you entertained. We're not done. We're going to keep on churning out content, talking about all things football as per usual.
Well, as you know, football doesn't end on the field.
You get me? All the transfer rumors, what is happening with the elites? Are they bored right now, you know, in their high castles, holding on to the championship belt, enjoying life? I'm sure they're bored for right now. Thinking, hey, that moment.
I'm crying.
Hey, my time is up. My time is now. I tell you, that's them soon. Hey, shout out Showtime. The streets have been watching. Everybody's salivating as well. When it's Showtime back, we hear of the rule changes. We hear of the new teams being added. We're all excited. You know, the draft is going to come up as well for the NFL. We know that. You know, and in case you guys missed it, the NFL put on a beautiful seeing pro football players playing flag football during the Pro Bowl. Was beautiful to see. Seeing them struggle with the rules, but seeing how intense they were getting with Ray Lewis, who was the defensive coordinator for the AFC, and Peyton Manning, who was the offensive coordinator for the AFC. Eli was the offensive coordinator for the NFC, and DeMarcus Ware was the defensive coordinator for the NFC. So it was a good time to watch all these, you know. The only thing that made me sad was not seeing the centers run routes. I was sad about that. But seeing all the big boys, Patrick Surtain had a pick.
CJ Stroud.
My God, what a footballer. Jesus, that talent. He's so, so talented.
Oh, my God.
And, oh, Mike Evans went crazy. Keenan Allen who went crazy. Keenan Allen went crazy. CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase with camera celebration.
I know.
Yeah, shout out the NFC. NFC went away with a dub. But generally, guys, it was a good festival of football. If you haven't, go on YouTube, catch all the clips, go and steal some plays, go and learn, you know, the different avenues that is our beautiful game. So, guys, without further ado, the gang are signing out.
We need to go to bed, niggas.
Hey, to the next week, my family.